We start Dimitri Daniel's story back in Urbana, where he dons his gym clothes and instructs students at the Precious Sword Shaolin Martial Arts Academy.
Son.
Today hasn't been a good training day, and so Dimitri's students are outside the storefront doing forms in succession. It's the kung fu equivalent of wind sprints. Dimitri is quiet and reserved, but firm.
Son.
That would be wrong. I said each individual movement. Start over.
His students call Dimitri a term of respect, shufu, or teacher. They're of every race and nearly every age. Lucy Wong brings her young sons to practice, and together the family's learning.
I always wanted to have a chance to learn it, learn this art. And when he get to five, when my son get about age five, I decided to take him, just to learn some, just to be physically active and also learn discipline.
But Shifu has to learn too, to make sure the spinning, kicking, thrusting, and other moves that make up Kung Fu are proper. For that, Dimitri goes back to the source, Shaolin Temple.
It's like I'm home almost, it seems. Like I've spent my whole life doing martial arts, and it's kind of nice to kind of be like in a place where you feel extremely comfortable outside of your own country.
His school is actually a few miles away from the temple in the city of Dengfeng in Henan province. Though it doesn't show up on many maps, it has about 60,000 people. Many, perhaps most of them, are students, training at more than 80 academies. And for a couple of short weeks this year, Dimitri Daniels converts from teacher to student. Here, Dimitri's known as Huang Weijie, a name his teacher gave him. Shi Decheng is a Buddhist monk who's been teaching Dimitri Kung Fu since Dimitri's early childhood, when he accompanied his father, a U of I physics professor, to Beijing.
He had a friend that was Chinese that was from Dengfeng, and he knew that I always liked watching martial arts movies. So he's like, well, here's your chance. You're going to go to China. You should send your son off to a school in Dengfeng near the temple.
Dimitri's teacher, Shi Decheng, is out of town at this moment, training students in Italy. And the building has alternate bouts of water shutoffs and water leaks. Western comfort standards don't exist for people who travel to Dengfeng for the true kung fu experience. The training is rigorous, even for foreign students who aren't used to the extremely strict discipline meted out to the Chinese enrollees. But Peter Hunter didn't save up to travel thousands of miles from London to go only halfway.
I originally wanted to be here for 6 months, but I've pulled a muscle in my leg, so unfortunately I'm only doing three. But, I quit my job, spent some money, and yes, I'm obviously committed, so I kind of grin and bear all the aches and pains and just get on with it, because this is what I really wanted to do.
Americans of a certain age may hear the words kung fu and think of the David Carradine TV drama from the 70s. Every week, Kane, the half-Chinese Wild West drifter, would harken back to his younger days back in China and the lessons of his master Po.
The scroll has been returned.
But your innocence, grasshopper, how shall that be returned?
But as with most dramas, there are pieces of the truth, but not the whole truth. Today's truth in Dengfeng is that the monks and the Chinese government realize there's money to be made off Shaolin training. Matthew Pauli left college in the U.S. in the 90s to train at the temple itself, and he wrote a book called American Shaolin about his adventure.
In Kung Fu, you have to wait outside the temple and for 2 or 3 months, and eventually the abbot lets you in, and he offers you some tea, and you say, no, master, you drink first, and that shows you have politeness, and that's how you get to be a member of the temple. Well, in modern China, all you need is your dad's American Express card.
Walking down the streets of Dengfeng, Dimitri and I see lots of neon.
It's almost like going to a small Las Vegas. Now, it wasn't like this before.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's good to bring more people towards the Shaolin and things, but I think it's also bad in the sense that it kind of clouds the whole idea of Shaolin and how people think that it's now just a money thing instead of just being an actual culture and a way of life.
The founder of one of the bigger schools has a brighter outlook. Shi Diyuan is part of the third generation of a family of monks trained at Shaolin. The Fung's office is spacious and comfortable with long sofas and a shrine to Buddha taking up an entire wall. He shows a professionally made DVD of his academy, aimed at expanding his school that's already at 1,000 students.
Although there are more and more students come here to study, the speed rate of Shaolin Temple will not be ruined or will not be destroyed. And further speaking, it will be brighter and brighter and will be more profound.
Even the area around the temple itself is designed for tourism now. But once we're inside Shaolin Temple, Dimitri still feels at home.
When I first came, I was just remembering the huge gate. I remember thinking, wow, this is like, I'm going to not go back to America. I'm just going to stay and be a monk for the rest of my life.
Dimitri hopes that someday his teacher, Shidichung, will make him a disciple, not a full-fledged monk, but a teacher entrusted with more responsibilities. Under Buddhist guidelines, that would also keep him free to eat meat and have a girlfriend. And on this day at Shaolin Temple, Dimitri had a chance encounter with one of his heroes.
I'm happy. That was Shidayang. He is like, he's awesome. Yeah, he's awesome. He, besides my teacher Shidichung, I've always wanted to learn from Shidayang, but he's my Bruce Lee. Yeah, Shidayang. Yeah, so that's what. So I'm extremely happy that I got to meet him and take a picture with him.
Dimitri Daniels returns to Urbana in a little more than a week to share his newfound skills with his students, to become a teacher again. But for now, he's in his element at Shaolin, and that's enough awesomeness for him. In China, I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Son.